Chicago Show with Tim and Ori Spencer. Today is Saturday, the second day of September in the year of our Lord, 2017. Good morning, everyone. Hope you're having a fantastic holiday weekend. Things are going well here on the farm. Last week this time, I was talking to you from the hospital that I was in Columbia, Missouri. We are back home now, thankfully, the place I like being the most. Everything's going fine with me, other than the fact the graft they put in a week ago yesterday failed, and we're back to square point one as usual. But anyway, that's my problem. All right, folks, don't know if you've heard about it or not, but there's a big hurricane out in the Atlantic. It's probably 10 days or so, that's a guess, from getting anywhere near U.S. territory. I think about 7 days from getting to around the Leeward Islands, you know, Cuba, Puerto Rico, all that. Folks, this hurricane is, I think it's going to be interesting, not only with its destructive power, but with its track. Now, anybody that knows hurricanes knows that anything more than 4 or 5 days out, it's almost impossible to track. I'm going to go out on a limb here. My guess is somewhere between central North Florida and Norfolk, Virginia is probably where it's going to wind up. And it's only just a gut feeling, nothing to base that on scientifically. But folks, if you live anywhere that where there's a potential for a hurricane to hit, there's some things that you probably should be doing now, vice waiting 4 or 5 days until you know for sure where it's going to hit. I noticed in Houston, before Harvey came in there as a Category 4 storm, people were actually fighting over bottled water at Walmart. You know, that's one of those situations that can be very easily eliminated. Store your own water in your own containers. You know, this isn't rocket science. Now, I bet those people in Houston right now are wishing they had more than 3 days of stored food and water and prescription drugs and toiletries and all that like the government recommends. That's all FEMA recommends is 3 days. These people are going to be weeks, if not a month or two, before they're able to get supplies. And the people that are prepared won't have it too awful bad. The people that aren't are in, as some of my older friends say, deep kimchi. So, Lori, do you have any advice for people? You and I have gone through literally a dozen plus hurricanes. What would you like to recommend to people, Lori?
Well, I would say that if they recommend that you evacuate, then odds are you probably should. If you're in areas where you don't have to evacuate, just make sure that you have plenty of food and water for yourself and your family. Well, with us, we had a gas grill. So after the hurricane passed, at least we were able to have hot coffee and hot food, and we went, had some of our neighbors come over and share some of their food just so they can have hot food on our grill.
Right.
Just use common sense. Be prepared. If you can't afford a gas grill, even a charcoal grill works after, you know, Hugo. Just make sure that these items are put up where they're safe inside until after the storm passes, because, trust me, they will pick them up and take them with them.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, one of the things I think people forget is that a refrigerator will keep food, depending on the outside temperature. A refrigerator, if you don't open it much, if you minimally open it, will keep food cold for a couple of days, freezer about three and a half days. But the whole thing is refrigerated food should be cooked first. And once you cook food, it will last longer than uncooked food. You know, we're talking meat predominantly. But, once something is cooked, it will last much longer than something that has been sitting raw in the refrigerator.
This is true.
That's just one of those things to keep in mind. Now, like you said, the neighbors brought over food because they had stuff going bad in the refrigerators. We ate well. With that grill and the extra bottle of gas we had, we probably really, if we'd had foresight, we would have known we didn't have to buy all the stuff we bought as far as food because the neighbors kept bringing it. But,
you know, before a storm, everybody panics. After a storm, everybody's, you know, calmed down a little bit, and they can see what's been damaged and what hasn't, and they're more apt to help their neighbor and their friend.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's not that way usually before it happens, but it is afterwards, and it's a good thing to see everybody come together to help one another.
It is.
Just want to remind everybody, too, that if, for our listeners, if you're sending donations in to help the victims are in Texas from the hurricane, make sure that you're sending it to a place that is legit, because there are a lot of sites out there already that are scamming people and everything. So
yes, there are.
So double check your information before you send any help that way, because you want to make sure that it gets to them and not to somebody who's scamming you. You've always got, like, the Red Cross and I believe American Heart is down there helping. I could be wrong on American Heart, but I do know the Red Cross is down there. So that's one place you can
actually... The Cajun Navy's a good one, too, Lori.
Which one?
The Cajun Navy. You know, I've interviewed those folks on this show before you started coming on. They're a good group of people, too, and they're actually hands-on rescuing people.
Right. Okay, that's another good one. But I'm just saying, please verify where you're sending your donations to help that is down in
right.
Texas, because you want to make sure it gets to them and not somebody who's just, you know, going to take your money and go the opposite direction. So,
well, I personally have a problem with the way, I know you don't, but, you know, I've got a problem with the way the Red Cross operates as a whole. But that doesn't mean they're not doing some good down there. I mean, they absolutely are. But just like many nonprofits, it's my opinion, and I repeat opinion, that the Red Cross is in it strictly for the money. Like I said, that's my opinion. But the Red Cross is doing legitimate good work down there to some extent. But anyway, folks, Lori's right. Make sure whoever you want to donate to is a legit organization. There's so many GoFundMe pages and stuff like that up right now, you know, with individuals asking for help. Who knows who's legit and who's not? So if you feel the need to donate, do it with a reputable organization. You know, that's our main point. Also, folks, if you're down there in Texas, there are some scams going on right now targeting people who have lost stuff or lost everything in the flooding. One of the scams has something to do with flood insurance. I don't know the whole thing. I was listening to a video on it, and I did not get to read the details. We were in a hurry to get out the door yesterday, get to the doctor's office, so I didn't get to read the whole thing. Or read the description and video. But apparently there's people making phone calls, what's called robocalls, telling people to call this number or that number to get their flood insurance taken care of. Well, folks, to start with, if you didn't have flood insurance before the flooding happened, getting it now isn't going to help you, you know. There's no such thing as retroactive insurance, and I know our listeners are intelligent enough to know that, but as some of our listeners' friends and relatives, you know, that might not be the case. But there is no such thing as retroactive flood insurance. So that's apparently another one of the scams that are running down now. But anyway, Lori, getting back to preparedness for hurricanes, what are some of the other things you'd recommend?
Well, it's always good to have first aid items on hand. It's really no different than what we've been saying all along, being prepared. You know, you have extra food, you have extra first aid stuff on hand, you know, things that you know you're going to need in an emergency situation. Because, trust me, when a hurricane comes through, that's an emergency situation. So
the roads
aren't clear for the emergency vehicles to get through, or they're too flooded like you're seeing in Texas. You know, it makes it hard. So you need to be really prepared and have things that you're going to need on hand just in case. And a medical kit is one of them, you know, to try and take care of what you can.
If it's a major hurricane, calling 911 most likely won't do any good because they have no way of getting to you, so you're going to have to handle whatever problem it is yourself. That's what it amounts to, correct?
Exactly. At least take care of it to the best of your ability, you know. Not everybody has, like, medical training that a doctor or a nurse has. But you can, you know, do what
Hole
you can.
Hole bleeding, you know, the splint of broken bone, those types of things.
Right. If you've taken courses with, of course, the Red Cross or American Heart, then you're a little bit prepared than your neighbor that hasn't, because you know what to do in these situations and how to do it. But all I can say is just really be prepared. If you really don't know how to do these things, if you do have, if you've picked up some books along the way that we've mentioned over the months, then just make sure that they're either one up high where if you do get flooding, your books are still there, or put them in a watertight type of container. So, so you still have them. It's just, like I said, it's just thinking ahead.
You know, some of the other things people need to think ahead on is their prescription medications. You know, we don't really get hurricanes here. We had a derecho about 10 years ago, which is a land hurricane. But, you know, things people don't think about are like with me, insulin. Now, I've always got a supply of insulin. But, you know, for you folks that live along the coast, and keep in mind, it might be a month before you can get any insulin. Also, think about ways to keep your insulin cool if it needs to be refrigerated. I know some kinds do, some kinds don't. Some just need to be kept above below 70 degrees. One trick I found out about, and I don't remember where I found it out, but it makes perfect sense, and that is you can actually dig a hole in your yard and, you know, about 2-3 feet deep, come up with some kind of a container to put your insulin in that will keep it clean and dry, and actually bury it in the ground. Temperature will keep your insulin much cooler than being out in open air or in a refrigerator that has no electric to it. You know, that's one of those little things you can think about ahead of time. You know, if you require heart medication or something like that, make sure you got a month's supply plus on hand. You know, it's just little things like that. Toilet paper, remember that was a big one, Maury. Nobody had enough toilet paper or bars of soap.
Right.
You know, that was two big ones. Laundry detergent, you know, sure, you might not have electricity to run your washing machine, but odds are you have a bathroom or a big sink where you can do your laundry. You know, you might not have running water, but you can collect rainwater, and odds are you'll find somewhere that's got water that might not be good for drinking, but it's at least good enough for washing clothes. And I'll tell you, folks, having clean clothes is a biggie. Being, you know, keeping up your hygiene is a big thing. You just feel better. You operate better when you're clean, in my opinion. What do you think, Corey?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I'm sitting here also keeping an eye on the news, and they're showing a gallery furniture store down there in Texas, and it's opened its doors to everybody that doesn't have a place to stay. So it's showing people laying around, you know, sleeping, of course, on the beds that are in the store, and the recliners and couches and all. So that's not something
you
can
really
do in your store, but, you know.
I mean, there, you will find out that disasters, when I say you, people in general will find out that when these disasters happen in America, people do come together. The issues that divided people the day before a big hurricane are no longer a consideration the day after. It's just the way it works. And then eventually things get back to normal. It's kind of strange, but that's just the way things work. You know, another thing we ought to talk about, Lori, and by the way, folks, call-in number is 800-313-9443. But another thing we ought to talk about is the post-storm cleanup. Now, you and I know this, but our listeners might not know. Most injuries and fatalities occur after a hurricane, vice during the hurricane. People falling off roofs. That female firefighter friend of yours had a chainsaw fall out of or get dropped out of a tree on top of her head, you know, just electrocution, buildings that are close to collapsing when people are in there trying to salvage their stuff. I mean, that's where the real high numbers of injuries and fatalities come from, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah,
you know, there is a lot of accidents that happen after a hurricane. You just have to be vigilant, I think, aware of your surroundings in any situation, especially in situations like this. If you see your neighbor up there trying to fix his roof or something, you know, you might offer a hand because you never know, you know, he could come over and help you with whatever problem you might have. But at the same time, everybody's out, they're trying to get their lives back to somewhat normal.
Right.
And then they say, okay, I'm going to go over and help my neighbor if they need help or whatever the case may be. Please, folks, don't forget to help the elderly. If you have elderly around you, they're not able physically, in most cases, to get out and take care of these kind of things. So please help them.
You know, Lori, one thing we noticed during that Hurricane Hugo, which is worst hurricane either one of us had been through, at least as adults. Donna was pretty bad, and when you were 4 or 5 years old, and I was close to the same age, but, you know, it's funny, in a hurricane, one house might look like it's only got a few shingles torn off of it, but the, you know, the house beside it might be a big pile of matchsticks. It's funny how that works. You know, and you find out that, you know, one guy on the same street has lost everything and the other guy has lost nothing and is really living very comfortably other than no electricity or water or gas. You know, it's interesting how that works. But what comes, I guess, is human nature, secondary human nature is you help the guy that's lost everything. It happens. Not something you even have to make a conscious thought of. It's just the way it works. And it, to me, that's always been interesting how one house will be spared and the next house down the, you know, next door will be nothing but a pile of kindling. I think you noticed the same thing in that, in Hugo, didn't you?
Yes. Well, we've also noticed
Ladies and gentlemen, call-in number is 800-313-9443. It is open lines today. Give us a call. We'll talk about anything you want to. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information, as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN. Want to remind our listeners also that if you can afford to donate any amount to RBN on a monthly basis to help keep our shows up and going, and RBN up and going most of all, we greatly appreciate it. You just go to republicbroadcasting.org, and there is a link there where you can donate whatever you can afford. We have been talking about the hurricane and making sure that you make sure that any place that you're donating money to help those, help the relief in Texas, to make sure it's legit, because there is a lot of things popping up that are scams. So just double check your resource before you send any money to help with the relief down there. Other than that, let's see. Fall's just around the corner, and people are going to start getting their gardens ready for the fall crop. You know, like
yeah, that's something we got to do this weekend, Lori. You were going to help me get in some of the cool weather crops, the collards, the mustard, spinach, and some lettuce and stuff like that this weekend, now that I can actually walk again, sort of.
Sort of. Yeah, well, we've got to get our garden ready and get the ground retilled up and get the stuff in. So just want to remind everybody that it's getting that time to start getting your fall crops in, your cold weather crops, as they say. And Let's see here. Wow.
What'd you find?
What?
I thought you found something specific. Well, Lori, while you're looking for what you're looking for there, I want to mention one thing to people, getting back to the hurricane subject for just a minute. Folks, if you are in the path of a hurricane and the eye directly comes over you, and I'm talking about people that have never been through a hurricane, maybe lived in the center of the country and have recently moved to the coast, when the eye comes over, you might have bright, sunny weather, a light breeze, and think that the storm is over. Well, the problem is only the first half is over, and the worst is yet to come, because the wind will pick up again quickly. In a matter of just 2 or 3 minutes, you go from a 5-mile-an-hour wind to a 150-mile-an-hour wind. I think that some people don't even realize that occurs, Lori. What do you think?
No, I don't think so, especially if they've never been through one. If you lived where there's tornadoes, it's not the same thing. Of course, if you live on the West Coast and you live through worse earthquakes, again, it's not the same thing. Each disaster has its own unique items. But most people do take, I shouldn't say mistake. People normally think that when the eye passes over that the storm is done, because if you've never been in a storm, when the eye passes over, it's usually sunny inside, it's clear, you know, it's actually nice. And it can be there for a few minutes, depending on how big the eye is.
Well, yeah, it could be anywhere from, you know, 10 minutes to an hour, really, depending on, you know, if you're right dead center in the eye and the speed of the storm and all that. Now, you and I have personally witnessed people climb up on their roof during the eye of a major hurricane to try to do repairs, only to, you know, the ones we were watching didn't get blown off. They got down quick enough. But if they've been up there another 2 minutes on that roof, they would have been blown off. There would be nothing they could do to prevent it. And it was, you know, if I remember correctly, one of us, I don't mind, might have been both of us, were yelling for the people to get down. They were sort of catty-corner across the street. We were telling them, get down, it's coming back.
Right, and people that on the back side of that storm, it's worse. Okay, we are at the bottom of the hour, so this is our break coming up. This is Open Lines, 1-800-313-9443, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnysoap.com. That's oldnysoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnysoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and it is caller's choice. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Just give us a call. We'll talk about anything you want. Doesn't matter if it's been about what we've been talking about this morning, which is, of course, the hurricane and different things you could do to help get through it if you're in the area where you have hurricanes. But other than that, let's see. I know that right now, like I said, mentioned earlier, right now our farmers are getting ready to put in their cold weather crops because it's that time of year, and getting their grounds ready for that fall crop. Hopefully everybody had a great summer and everything went well and everybody had a great garden. Unfortunately, we did not, but that's all right. Just want to say,
we'll make up for it next year, Lori. By next spring, I'll be up and around, moving more, being able to do more stuff, and you won't have to continue to wait on me hand and foot like you have been since last March. And I thank you for everything you've done for me, but, you know, next spring, we're going to have one heck of a garden, if I have my way about it. You know, like they say, the best laid plans of mice and men, you know, but think we're going to have a nice garden next year, and I'm really looking forward to it. I was talking to our friend Rick in Missouri this morning. He was going to call in, and we were going to talk about those mangrove beets. You know, those huge beets that you and I bought some seeds for, those beets that go 30 pounds. I'm looking forward. I might even try planting a few of them when we start planting today and tomorrow, just to see how they do. You know, if nothing else, we'll get the tops. I don't think we'll get 30-pound beets, but, you know, who knows? We might get some big ones. And, you know, mangrove beets are really good for, you know, livestock fodder feed. You know, if you were to plant, you know, a quarter acre of them, that would probably feed most people's livestock, at least on a hobby farm, you know, over the majority of the winter, or at least supplement the feed you have to buy. And that's the reason I bought them.
Well, most people don't realize that beets add stamina. They also help with your energy, your metabolism, you know, your immune system. Most people don't know that about beets.
And the greens are completely edible. You know, we've eaten beet greens, and they're good. I like them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Don't throw away the green leaves that grow above the ground on them. They make great. They're great in salads and stuff like that. They really are.
And candy.
They're also good for your, as you said, if you own livestock, they're good for livestock as well. Most people don't realize it, but you can have beets put into your horse feed, or I should say your feed for your livestock. We have our
We do it.
Right. We have our own mix that our local MFA mixes up for us of what I want my horses, in this case, to eat. So, and therefore there is beets to help them. So it's a good vegetable for all around, whether you're human or, you know, it's our four-legged friends. It's good for them.
Now, beets are one of those things, especially those. Now, we've never tried to grow the big beets, the mangroves, before. But I do want to try it. You still there, Ori?
What? Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought you got cut off. It just sounded like you ended in mid-sentence there. But anyway, no folks, mangrove, M-A-N-G-R-E-L, you might want to check into those beets. The seeds are no more expensive than any other beet seed. We have an heirloom variety. It was my intention to harvest seeds, a few of them go to seed, and to harvest seeds for our use next year. Now, the seeds we've got, if we wait until spring to plant them, we'll only probably have an 80% germination rate, vice the 95% being a year old. But, you know, that's still plenty. So, you know, I look forward to trying them. I've never grown a beet that big. And the pictures they show of people holding these things, apparently these beets just get absolutely huge. And I'm looking forward to it. I've never grown anything that big, vegetable-wise.
They're big beets. So if you're a small family and you're growing these beets, you might want to ask your neighbor if they would like to try some, because you're going to have a lot.
Yeah. You know, if they do, if they perform, you know, as advertised.
Right.
We've got friend Jimmy on line three, Ori.
Yes, we do.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, my friends. How are you all today?
Doing great, buddy. How's things out in your neck of the woods?
Oh, it's just a beautiful day in New Mexico right now. It's about 76 degrees. It feels nice inside. Just really what it should be for this time of year.
It is here, too.
Y'all started off the show this morning and everything talking about the hurricane and everything.
Right.
And, as some of you all know, and some may not know, 4 years ago, this actual month, the 12th of this month, Teresa and I experienced an event that they said was a 100-year flood, and I find that quite interesting because it was something that nobody had ever seen here. And
right.
The river measured the high water mark on, and you know, we
Jimmy, are you on the road, buddy? You're breaking up.
Let me see here. Is that any better?
Yes, yes.
Okay. We lost all of our goats, all of our chickens. We lost everything, okay?
Right.
And you were talking early at the beginning of the show and everything about, you know, now that the floodwaters are starting to recede and everything, the cleanup is going to start, and all of that. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's been 4 years, and Trish and I have not fully recovered yet out here.
Oh, I believe that.
We started off, and I can tell the folks that are listening and the folks that may be down in that part of the country that are looking at this, what they're looking at, and I don't know how their insurance does, or we did not have insurance. We did not have flood insurance. So it was friends and neighbors and a bank loan that took us forever to finish paying off. But
right.
The one thing is we didn't give up. This was our piece of dirt. It was paid for when we moved to it. And
right.
Everything that we did on our, and have tried to do on our property is as money was available, save for it and do it, and not
right.
finance anything. So this flood took away one of our freedoms, which was being tied to a bank.
Right.
And if I can, I'd like to talk to the people that are getting ready to start rebuilding on this.
By all means.
Folks, what you're getting ready to look at before you ever go there, before you ever go back to your house, or if you already have and you've gotten some stuff and are waiting for whatever reason before you can actually get to work and everything on it, sit down, the whole family, pray, ask for God's strength, and watch what you say, and more importantly, how you say it to your family as things are going on. Because I'm going to tell
right.
you right now, you're going to say something, and you're going to mean it one way, and because of the tone of your voice, frustration, anything like that, whoever you're talking to is going to take it the wrong way. And you may be thinking that you're talking nice and everything, and actually, I like to call them digs, throwing, you know, well,
right.
now that we've got that done, how come you haven't gotten this done? It's going to be rough, ladies and gentlemen. And for those that are looking to help and everything, don't forget about this next week. These families, our friends, our listeners, the RBN, this is going to be a long, drawn-out process. And Teresa and I almost lost our marriage over this flood, because when you walked into our house, you walk into the dining room, and the kitchen's off to the left, and then there's a hallway that goes back to our bedroom. And that was our pride wall. It, in the military, we'd call it the show-me wall.
Right.
And we had every picture of Amanda on that wall, from in the hospital room with Teresa Holdener all the way up to college graduation, and she hadn't graduated from college yet then, but high school and
right.
everything. We had, that was our wall. And when you looked at it, the pictures and everything looked fine, but just 8 inches below the lowest picture was the water line and the mud line.
Right.
And every time that we would walk into this house, I don't care what we were doing, every time we would walk into this house, Teresa would put one step in the dining room and freeze because she would look at that wall and could see that line. And it just, it took me forever to get her convinced that we walked in, look at something else. One of the first things I did was take the pictures off the wall. And
right.
even though I knew that the wall was going to come down, I painted over that line. And ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have some point that it may be your grandmother's desk, it may be anything that is that means so much to you that you are going to see right off the bat, and is and Teresa would go to tears. And my advice is take those pieces first, put them out in the yard somewhere. If you can get some old pallets, those work great, because what you want to do is airflow all around everything and put them on those pallets, or put them outside in the backyard where nobody can get to them. Of course, most
right.
people wouldn't want to take that stuff anyway, but get it out of your view. Because every time that you enter the house and you see that, it's going to upset the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
It's a psychological thing, and it's horrible. On our place,
oh, I agree.
We took one room at a time and ripped everything out. We were going in and out the front door with wheelbarrows full of mud and crap and carpet and moldy drywall, moldy insulation, everything. And it was a back and forth thing for almost 3 weeks.
Oh, and I'm sure.
It was shoveling in my office in here where I'm sitting now. There was 10 inches of muck on the floor. And
wow.
You come in the front door, you come through the office, and there's a step up that goes into the dining room. And when I first came into the house, after I got the door unlocked and passed the door locks, I literally had to kick it in the whole way because it was shoving through the muck and everything. And once I got it open, I just left it open. And
right.
We rolled wheelbarrows in and made a path, and that's how we did it, was shovel into the wheelbarrows, take it out off to the side of the property and dump it, and do it again. A few friends showed up and helped where they could.
Right.
Right.
But for the most part, it was Teresa and myself.
Yeah.
And
in the beginning, I think in the beginning, you're basically in survival mode, just trying to survive the storm. But I agree with you, Jimmy. After the storm and everything's calming down and you're trying to get back to somewhat normal, it's hard, and it does take time because you've lost so much memories, let's just say, because everything that we have is in our home that we cherish, other than our loved ones, you know. But you're thankful that you have each other and you have your loved ones. But again, like you said, that stress is there because you're trying to put your life back together again. You're trying to rebuild, you know, trying to save what you can that the storm didn't destroy completely. So it is hard. And like you said, it does take time. And it's not something that's going to happen in just a couple of months, you know.
Oh, no.
It makes it really
hard. It's and you're so right, Lori, because What I'm talking about right now is the physical. You can put your hand on things, stuff that you know has got to be done. But, and Teresa and I neglected what I'm about to say here. At times for quite a time, and then sometimes think about it and forget about it. But the psychological aspect of what has just happened to these people, we got to break.
Yeah, we got to break. Jimmy, why don't you hold on to it, because what we're talking about is very important. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in approximately 3 minutes. Call-in number is 800-313-9443.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and we have been talking about the hurricane in Texas. We're speaking with Jimmy down in New Mexico. He and his wife have been through disasters as well, and he's telling us about his experience. Before we go on, Jimmy, I just want to say thank you to all of the rescuers that are out there, and especially our National Guard and our military that are down there helping. They're using the surplus military gear to assist in the rescues down there, and they're doing a wonderful job. And also to all the police officers and emergency vehicles that are down there doing their part. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Okay. Yeah, there was a video that a friend of mine sent me last night that was actually quite cute. It showed, of all things, I know one of them was a Humvee, and the other one in another video, I think, was a deuce and a half. But the video showed the military vehicles being stuck trying to get through this stuff. One I thought was the funniest is a guy shows up in a Jeep Cherokee, and it looked like an Eagle monster truck with like 6-foot tires, and drives in and pulls out the Humvee, and then another guy, and it looked like a Toyota monster truck, pulled out the other one. So it was really quite cute. But the volunteers is incredible. My nephew emailed me that some of the off-road crews and everything in clubs in Dallas-Fort Worth area had got their club members together and went down just for the simple purpose of using their high-set four-wheel drives to sit there and assist in rescuing people.
Right.
This is going to go on for a while, and several times a day, if not that, at the very, very least, in the evening when you sit down to eat and get some rest, the family needs to talk about what's going on, and they need to discuss everything and, more importantly, pray about it. And the main prayer that they've got to think about is asking for prayer, is asking for strength and understanding for their family members, because this is the hardest thing anybody is ever going to put up with. And I say that from experience. I mean, you have never had an experience, unless, of course, you've been through a hurricane before or natural disaster. Every binding tie in the family is going to be tested on this.
And oh, absolutely, Jimmy.
It's not just going to be tested for a few months and everything. It's going to go on for years, because you will be spending, if you're in the same home. 2 years down the road, someone's going to look up and see a piece of trim that's loose or something like
right.
that. And it's going to trigger a conversation and sometimes an argument. Why didn't we fix that? When are you going to fix that? Or how long has that been like that you haven't noticed? And it's going to be simple things. And all it is, ladies and gentlemen, is flashback to the house the first time after the incident.
Right.
And so, folks, what I'm saying is, all of us that are praying for them, we can't forget to keep praying. And I think...
I agree. Well, Jimmy, we sincerely appreciate your call. We're at our top of the hour break. When we come back, we're going to go to Mike in Kentucky on line 9 and Tom in Utah on line 5. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.